This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
So will New Hampshire be pretty much a repeat, at least for Trump, in terms of his victory? Right now, you've got a Suffolk County poll. Trump has a 16-point lead in New Hampshire. May not look so good for Ron DeSantis, but Nikki Haley looks like she'll do a little bit better there. But nevertheless. The whole process has been upended. You know, the traditional viewpoints on the Iowa caucuses and off to New Hampshire may not apply. We're just going to give you that caveat here. Some of those things may not apply as we watch all of this unfold. And certainly, folks, it is a very interesting thing to watch unfold. By the way, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show. And we have much to talk about in this hour number four of the program. And I hope that you can stick around to the bottom of the hour, because we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number four, A.org. And we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith about all of the great things that they do on behalf and lobby for and help out our great veterans who have served this country. It's always a very important and informative conversation, and we hope that you can stick around with us for sure as we go through hour number four here. By the way, we'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959, here in the first part of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine or be part of the program. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. You can also find me on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. That's we have to say that. yes, X, formerly known as Twitter, and you can follow me there as well. We'll talk a little bit more about politics here in a moment, but earlier we got a great question, by the way, from Uncle Rick, listening on 930, WLSS. And he had a question for Denise Simon regarding the Belt and Road Initiative by China and how that relates to the Suez Canal and so forth. And I think Denise did a great job in addressing that. Well, over the break, Uncle Rick sent us another message, and he had some very kind words for us. I appreciate that so much, Uncle Rick. And he says he wanted to ask about the Peregrine lunar lander that obviously never made it, and it's going to come back and burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. That is for sure, and that was because there was this mishap where I think a lot of their fuel evaporated or something like that. It was so they could never have made it to the moon, much less landed on the moon, as we understand. But at any rate, what we do understand, what's happening right now, this according to space.com, it looks like it's supposed to be coming in around 4 p.m. Eastern time. Today, that would be January 18th, Thursday. Again, this from space.com. Reentry is expected around 4 p.m. Eastern time over a patch of the South Pacific. And again, it's a private company that created the Peregrine Moonlander, and it's about to come to an end here. They're going to make it come into the Earth's atmosphere, and they'll adjust the attitude and so forth so that it actually does, you know, burn up pretty good. You know, there are ways that when the spacecraft come in, they have to hit it at a certain angle and so forth. But they say that they're constantly monitoring this along with NASA, So it's going to come down and go in the ocean, South Pacific somewhere. So I don't know if it'll be a light show that we could see here in our part of the world. But I'm sure that somebody somewhere, some news agency is going to try to get video of that thing coming in. But it is ambitious. And, you know, going back into space, and certainly you've got China, but you've also got other private companies that realize the benefits of doing space travel and some of the things that we could ever do if we ever got out into the solar system. I mean, there's untold riches out there in these asteroids and places that would be very hard to get to. That's for sure. But we're talking trillions upon trillions and trillions of dollars of minerals and stuff and all kinds of things. But, you know, in order to develop that, I mean, talk about the investment from Earth. That is also going to be problematic. Well, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. And by the way, thanks again to Rick, Uncle Rick. We appreciate the message and the kind words very much. And, of course, one of the things we're tracking this morning is that Pakistan has now counterattacked Iran. This is going to be a very, very bad situation getting worse from what we can tell. And with everything happening in the Middle East right now, it's almost anybody's guess. But what we do know is that it doesn't look like it's getting ready to tamp down at all between Pakistan and Iran. And by the way, for those of you joining us here in hour number four, the Iranian foreign minister, has some warnings for the United States. Did you realize this? The Iranian foreign minister is giving us a stern warning, and he's saying basically that you know, they're blaming the U.S. and Israel for the increased hostilities by the Iran-backed groups in the region. Can you imagine that? It's all Israel and the United States' fault that these attacks are happening. Come on, man, this is old stuff from Iran, don't you think? And this is the same old thing. Well, you know, Hamas had to attack. You know, it's just as terrible in Gaza. And by the way, Blinken evidently was over talking with Netanyahu just recently. We're getting some reports about that. Blinken saying that, well, you can't defeat Hamas militarily, and you're going to have to accept a Palestinian state. Israel has always agreed to accept a Palestinian state. It's the terrorists. They don't want the Palestinian state. They don't want anything that actually tries to bring to some conclusion these conflicts, because they want to destroy Israel. It's unfortunate, but that's the fact of the matter. Folks, Kyle Orne.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Power Live.
This hit that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent, violent.
Oh, yeah.
Living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent.
We are moving through this Thursday edition of the program, everybody. I got to tell you, when something like this comes on, I just want to turn the speakers up. But I have headphones on right now, so I can't do that much. But I'll tell you what, folks, this is the kind of stuff you want to turn up. And we're glad to turn it up here on the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program here this morning. And again, in just a few moments, a few minutes, as we head to the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's, of course, from Concerned Veterans for America, and it's always a great conversation. We'll be talking about our vets, and we have several stories to bring to your attention this morning here on the program. Well, one of the things, of course, folks, in this whole thing, we told you earlier about Donald Trump having, at least in the Suffolk poll, 16-point lead so far going into New Hampshire. But this whole thing about Donald Trump has so stymied the left and the Democrat Party elite, they don't know what to do. And as we've been talking about through the program this morning, the next step is to go after the voters. The voters, they're now being, you know, now you're a crazy. Now you don't understand how they're trying to save democracy and this kind of thing. And we've even got Kamala Harris went on to the on the View and talked about again. This is their strategy. This is it. This is what they've got. They are not in the business right now of coming up with policies or even really trying to argue. that, hey, we're going to make things better for you. What they're doing is they're simply saying, we are exclusively, and I know I'm sort of oversimplifying for sake of fun here, but they're simply saying our sole responsibility, the only thing, is we're going to save democracy for you. That's and because they know they can't really argue anything else on that. Let's listen in to Kamala Harris because it's just that good. We can't just pass by this kind of material. And I think we have that coming up.
The kind of quality of life that I think most people want without fundamental freedoms and the rights that are guaranteed in our Constitution and in the ideals upon which we were founded. And all of that is very much at stake. We've got a guy right now, the former president, running for office, openly saying that he promises to essentially be a dictator.
Okay, stop right there. See, we people can't go through without the fundamental freedoms as guaranteed in the what? In the Constitution. Oh, yeah. Well, Kamala Harris, I'm sure, you know, just sort of tosses and turns every night worrying about the Constitution. She said that she's scared as heck about the, quote, crazies out there who might vote for Donald Trump. But then to go on and say, you know, we've got these freedoms and we've got this guy who says he essentially wants to be a dictator. Again, you know, it is kind of sad that what was obviously being talked about, and he talked about that with Sean Hannity, as I recall, where he said, yeah, I won't be a dictator, except on day one when you'll do what? Issue some lawful executive orders and be able to turn around many of the things that Joe Biden did when he came into office, which is what presidents do, by the way. That's why it's fundamentally better to go through and get something done through legislation than it is to simply have executive orders, only because they can be undone very, very quickly. But let's listen a little bit more to this quote and we'll go from there.
Person running to enter in back into the White House who is proud that he stripped Americans, women, of the right to make decisions about their own body. A person running to become the commander in chief who is admitting he would weaponize the Department of Justice.
Okay, stop right there. Wait a minute. The what is weaponized? What? You know, it's almost so rich sometimes that it just absolutely boggles my mind. Wait a minute, what are we witnessing here, my friends? With all these prosecutions and going after Donald Trump, there's no weaponization of going on there. But again, it's always this is the idea: turn it back. Whatever you want to do, whatever you really want to bring about, especially if it's nefarious, then you want to just turn it back on the other side. This is what they're doing, you know, and this is not, and of course, nobody expects the weaponization, but what we do expect is for the DOJ to be able to actually do things that don't just simply follow what the administration wants. And because, again, that's part of our Pledge of Allegiance, right? And justice for all. This is the idea. And justice is supposed to be blind. But the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they don't really care about that because they want it to follow their own agenda. This is why there's protests and demonstrations if the Supreme Court makes a decision based on law. Now, she just mentioned abortion. Well, guess what? The Supreme Court found, as we all remember, that this was to be sent back to the states. Or guess what? People get to make decisions about what they do. And this is, again, fundamentally one of the cool things about our republic. And something else has occurred to me. They've jumped from being the one issue thing about abortion, which is typically the thing, the go-to issue that the Democrats will use in unison, as you know, collectively reading from the same script, but now it's become the we're fighting for the democracy thing, which is going to get old real fast because nobody really believes that. unless you're, you know, got the Kool-Aid. But let's listen a little bit more here.
Issues in terms of how we are doing on a daily basis and how our democracy and our country is doing are inextricably linked. So, yes, the economy is very important. We must do both. Address the economy and absolutely understand what is at stake in terms of fighting for our freedom.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you're going to go after the other side. Sure. Because some heavy-hitting Democrats are sounding the alarm behind closed doors. President Obama reportedly has said that he thinks the Biden campaign is too complacent when it comes to Trump. Representative Jim Clyburn has said the campaign isn't breaking through the MAGA wall. Michelle Obama says she's terrified, as we are, about the potential outcome of the election. Now, are you scared, first of all, what could happen if Trump ever became, God forbid, president again? And what are you going to do to stop the crazies?
Okay. All right. We're just going to have to leave it there for time. Everything. But I, you know, Michelle Obama's terrified. Clyburn, we can't break through the MAGA wall. You know, all this stuff, this has nothing to do with reality. I think it's so important to show. And as I was saying in hour number one earlier, and I think it bears repeating, and you just heard Kamala Harris, by the way, say, well, we have to address, oh, sure, we got to address the economy, but this, you know, democracy thing, you know, that's really the big problem. And because they don't want to address the economy. Guess what, folks? They do not want to create the atmosphere by which the economy really will take off. They do not want to have you succeed and achieve and be able to be self-sufficient. They don't want to make the moves that can be made that, say, a President Trump would make in concert with having, you know, the House and the Senate and so forth, but making the moves that a President Trump would make in order to get the economy back on track. Because it's better if the thing can be robust and if the thing can be sort of, you know, self-perpetuating so that people can prosper no matter what walk of life they come from, no matter what ethnic group they belong to. Being an American and being successful ought to be synonymous, right? But the Democrat Party elite and the far left, they don't want to address that. They don't want to make it better. What they want to do is frighten you and scare you and make you believe that somehow your democracy, quote unquote, you know, we're a federal republic, constitutional republic, but they use that term and they say, that, you know, it's all going to be taken away from you. And unless you give us the ultimate power, because that's what it's about. I mean, if this was a movie or a novel or a sci-fi thing or something like that, everybody would say, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And it would be obvious. And these people aren't terrified. They go back and have a drink and say, I don't know, do you think they bought it? That's exactly what they do. Well, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention on New Hampshire, following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Both Trump and Biden, you look at the fact that they are still focused on the past, whether it's investigations, whether it's grievances.
Nikki Haley gaining momentum in the polls. Trump spoke about his former UN ambassador at a rally of his own late Tuesday.
Is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
The oldest serving member of the U.S. Senate is now in the hospital. Staffers for Republican Senator Chuck Grassley informed reporters the 90-year-old is receiving antibiotic infusions to treat an infection. His office indicated Tuesday that Grassley is still in good spirits and will get back to work as soon as he's able under doctor's orders. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This song too. I really do. I'm so glad to be living in the USA. Great song. Linda Ronstadt, of course, back in the USA. And this is, of course, one of our main focuses here on the program. We talk about our country. And also, of course, we talk about our veterans as well. And so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here on this Thursday morning edition. And now it's time to bring in our good friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. The website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. And we always have a lot to talk about. Good morning, Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy. And we're looking for Jimmy right there. Hopefully he'll be able to hear us here in just a moment. But sometimes we get a little technical glitch going on there. Let's try one more time. Good morning, Jimmy. All right, we're going to try to have him call back here real quick. And I'll tell you what, folks, we do have a lot going on with our veterans. And one of the things, of course, is we've got Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny, the judge in the case, has declined to dismiss the case against Daniel Penny. This from the Military Times via the Associated Press. A judge on Wednesday said that he declined to dismiss the case against a U.S. Marine veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York subway city subway train. Daniel Penny has pleaded not guilty to charges of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the death of last May of Jordan Neely, a former Michael Jackson impersonator who witnesses say was shouting and begging for money on a Manhattan train. So this is, and I think we're going to have Jimmy come right back here real quick. Let's see if we can get a little bit better connection. Good morning, Jimmy. Are you there? Good morning, Jimmy. All right. For some reason, we're having an issue there with that. And I'll tell you what, we'll continue here with this. And we'll see if we can get Jimmy back on the air here in just a moment. We do apologize for that. And sometimes we do have a little bit of a technical issue, although we don't know exactly what that is yet. But we're going to definitely going to fix it. But once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about, especially in regards to our vets. One of the things, too, that we'll talk about with Jimmy when we have him here on the air is that over last year, did you know that nearly 50,000 veterans received free emergency suicide prevention care in 2023? That is really significant, very, very significant. And it's also incredibly helpful. Because obviously, the issues that our veterans are facing can be very, very challenging, and they need so much to be able to reach out. And if they're reaching out to a trusted friend, or if they're reaching out to a government agency, whatever that might be, the idea is to get them the help that they truly, truly need. And that is so very, very important. And so this from CBS News, nearly 50,000 veterans received free emergency suicide prevention care in 2023, the first year of the program. The Department of Veterans Affairs would be announcing on Wednesday, just yesterday. And so definitely this is something that is, you know, part and parcel of care for our veterans who have served our country. You know, I don't think, and myself, and I was not in the military, but it is something to me for people literally to train and lay down their lives and do the things that that they need to, that they do for us, so that we can even have programs like this. I mean, that is really, really something. I mean, when we really stop to think about it, you hear all this stuff about, well, you know, the Democrats or the whatever, they're fighting for our democracy. Well, guess who actually fights for our democracy? And that's our veterans, our active military. Talk about being able to secure our rights, to secure our abilities, to be able to do these, to do the very things, live our lives, but also exercise our First Amendment rights, exercise those kinds of things. That is so very important. And we can't thank our veterans enough. And the very fact that there is a lot of struggling in order to provide the kind of care that we can to our vets, or to provide the kind of care that we should, is actually what I should say, to our vets, is almost a travesty. It really, really is. Because I'll tell you that we're not doing enough. We're just not doing enough. All right. Well, I think through the magic of radio here, I think we've got Jimmy coming on the line here with us. We got an alternate way of getting to him this morning. Jimmy, are you there?
Yes, sir. But hey. I have your show bleeding over.
Okay. All right.
Hold on just a second. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. There you are. It should be cleared up by now. I appreciate it. I'm really sorry, but we just had a technical glitch. Evidently, it doesn't make any sense. But we are gonna run it down, obviously. And what I'd like to do too, Jimmy, if possible, can you hold over a little bit into the next segment?
Yes, I can.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we do apologize for that. Sometimes that happens on live radio, but thanks for using the alternate version here. Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, what I was just talking about, and by the way, I was telling everybody about Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. What I was just mentioning, it was a CBS News article about the fact that last year in 2023, the Department of Veterans Affairs, some 50,000 veterans received free emergency suicide prevention care in 2023. That's a very significant number.
It is, and it's a good thing that they're getting into the emergency room to get care. It's, though, a concerning thing that there's definitely a delay in them actually getting a routine care. So you shouldn't have to be going to an emergency room to get that care through the VA. As an example, one of our leaders, John Burns, the other day was on and talking about how there's a 30-day mental health backlog. You put that in with a downturn economy, and you can see why there's issues where they have to go to the emergency room. You also see there's issues why there's also the problem with homeless veterans. I mean, there are certain things that we know for a fact that are cause and effect, and when you have delayed care to veterans for things like mental health, you're going to have them commit suicide, and if they don't commit suicide and can't get help, they're going to fill their emergency rooms. And emergency rooms are not there for things like mental health emergencies. They're there for physical emergencies. The best way to take care of those with mental health is to get them timely care in the community through the community care program. And going forward, the best thing that the government could do is pass the legislation called the Veterans Health Care Freedom Act.
Indeed. Now, this also has to do with being able to go to a different doctor if it's outside the VA. Am I correct?
Right. So in 2018, the Mission Act was passed, and through that, the community care program was developed. The Veterans Community Care Program allows veterans, if it takes too long for an appointment, to go outside of the VA. So as an example, for mental health specifically, it's 21 days. And mind you, 21 days is still way too long. But it's anything longer than 21 days from the day they talk to their primary care provider to the day they're supposed to see that mental health provider, they should have already been in the VA healthcare system. And if they're not, the VA is supposed to recommend community care to them. But the VA routinely does not. The veterans quite often have to ask for community care. And that's part and parcel with the broken bureaucratic VA, where they just want to keep you in the VA healthcare system. It's not so much taking care of veterans anymore with the VA. It's how many veterans can you get in the system. And that's not how the VA is supposed to run.
Well, indeed, it's not. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to come up to the break here, Jimmy, but if you can hold over with us, I would sure appreciate it, because we have a lot to cover, a lot to talk about, and a lot to tell people about this morning.
Okay,
sounds good. So, Jimmy, hold on real quick, and folks, when we come right back, we'll have more with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Much more to talk about as we race through this Thursday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you. Come on right back with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Two bumpers line up this way. Last segment, it was back in the USA. This segment, it's Living in America. Well, that's just fine with me. That's a pretty cool convergence, don't you think? Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program, Thursday edition, of course. And we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning. And had a little technical glitch last segment, but we got Jimmy T. Smith on the telephone with us. And so we asked him to hold over because we do have so many important things to talk about. Good morning again, Jimmy, and thanks for sticking around.
No problem, Kyle. And yes, good morning. And yeah, there's so many things to talk about. It just seems like the VA is kind of spiraling downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's the issues of where, of course, we know there's delayed care, what we talked about earlier, how that's affecting veterans and veterans' homelessness to where they have to go into emergency room and things like that. But there's also allegations of sexual harassment within the VA, and the VA basically not dealing with that, allowing people to retire, reassigning people and things like that instead of addressing it. And you can't have a good VA workforce if you're allowing things like that to happen. And fundamentally, this is why we have always supported Rep. Boss, who is the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, to pass his Restore VA Accountability Act. The Restore VA Accountability Act would allow for more timely ability to dismiss poor employees.
Well, indeed. And now, in order to get these acts passed, you know, what kind of resistance do you find to this kind of thing?
Well, so as an example, when it comes to the Restore VA Accountability Act, the VA consistently says, oh, well, we can already do that. And then people obviously turn to them then ask, well, why aren't you? Because the reality is there are employees who should have been fired a long time ago that are still working with the VA that basically this bureaucratic system cannot just simply get rid of them. So we have taxpayer dollars going to pay for people who are on staff who should have been fired. We have staff who are having to deal with other staff, and that's a demoralizing effect on then that prevents the veterans from getting quality care, because when your doctor or phlebotomist or whoever's working with you, if they're getting harassed in some way and their supervisors are not dealing with that appropriately, how do you think that care that you're going to get from the VA is going to be? How are we going to make sure that's top quality? So this is all affecting the veterans' health care, and this is why we need to have things like the Restore VA Accountability Act passed. But not only that, those veterans should have the choice to basically say, okay, I'm unhappy with the VA and the way I'm getting treated because of whatever reasons. I want to just simply go to a doctor in our community. And that is where we turn to other legislation like the VA, the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act. And that would allow in the future for veterans not to even have to deal with these issues, because if they're truly unhappy and things like that, and we know there are a lot of people who are. We have one young lady in Jacksonville, the VA is her trigger, right? She doesn't want to go to the VA because of how she's been treated in the past. She should just be able to go see a doctor in the community. So these are pieces of legislation that we're working on that fundamentally will, A, hold the VA accountable, and B, put the veteran in charge.
Well, indeed. And because obviously there's whatever we can do for our vets, and it just seems like there should just be like unanimous consent, you know, to make these things happen. And because as I was talking right before you came on, I mean, our veterans and our active military, they're the ones that actually make it possible for us to live our lives in freedom. I mean, we should deny them nothing.
Well, but let me give caution to this, because something that you said kind of caught my attention is we should do anything we can for veterans. I went to a group and spoke to them, and I said, do you think we should do anything we can for veterans? And they're like, oh, absolutely. I said, does that mean more government or more veterans? And they were literally just in shock with that kind of question, because quite often it seems the only answer we have, and this is why CVA exists, is to provide the real answer. It seems that for most people, because they don't know about the legislative process, they don't know about Congress and all that, they turn to Congress for the answer, and Congress more often than not thinks it's more government instead of more veteran. That's why the legislation that we support, when we say we should do everything we can, that everything we can is to put more control in the hands of veterans.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. Well, you're right, because the veterans know, first of all, they know the struggle, and they also know, you know, it's all a very unique situation. And obviously that's actually more self-determination. That's actually what this country is really even all about.
Absolutely. So I'll give you my personal example. I'm a retired U.S. Army infantryman, and as a paratrooper, I got bad knees, bad back, bad shoulders. Things hurt. So I'm also disabled. And in that, when I go under TRICARE for my retirement, I can call my doctor, say, hey, do you have an appointment tomorrow? Absolutely. Go in there and they say, okay, here's a referral. We want you to just go down the road and get this done. On the other side, through my disability, when I go to the VA, I have to call for a VA doctor, If I don't like the VA doctor, it's an extensive process to change the doctor. But when I do go to that VA doctor, I then have to have a VA scheduler schedule my appointment for me. So I have to have a bureaucrat to do exactly what I am doing on my personal time under TRICARE. And then fundamentally, they try to keep me in the VA system instead of just simply allowing me to get the care where I want it, where it's best for me. And so what is the difference? Because the government is paying for both. And this is where we bring up this reality. We need to put the veteran in charge. If the veteran loves the VA in that old historic system, that's great. If they want to be treated, if I want to be treated full-time like an adult capable of dealing with my own medical care like I do under TRICARE, mm-hmm. I should be able to have that choice.
Well, indeed. No, I think what you're saying is absolutely on target. And one other quick thing I wanted to ask you about, obviously with what's happening in the Middle East right now, Pakistan and Iran now trading strikes, basically. But that whole region's being inflamed, Iran making some attacks into other parts of the Middle East there. But that, again, our soldiers are there. What do you think, how long is it going to be before we start trying to, you know, get them out of harm's way?
Well, sadly, it doesn't sound like the current administration is even really considering that as a possibility, but it is something that needs to happen, because when we have, I think it's over 130 attacks now on our men and women, we have an incident where one was severely injured and will probably be affected for the rest of their life. If we continue to just simply position our men and women overseas as sitting ducks, as a tripwire to future conflict, then that's not good, sound foreign policy. So when you look at Syria and Iraq specifically, where we have hundreds of troops that are over there, and in the end, they're constantly under attack with no real purpose about what the end state is, what is the mission. And this is symbolic of the way our foreign policy has been for years, where it's just like, keep more American troops out there, and this will show them, you know, we're serious. Well, what it's showing them is that we're going to put our people out there as a way to try to enforce, you know, American hegemony, instead of using the other tools of trade, you know, the economics of things, use other departments, agriculture to build relationships, economics to build businesses and things like that. There's other tools in the toolbox, but whenever you put boots on the ground, the only thing you can do is be assumed that there's going to be force that's going to be used.
Well, indeed. And just real quick, we have just about 30 seconds here. So what's your take on what's happening with Daniel Penny regarding the New York subway incident? A judge on Wednesday declined to dismiss the case. That's going to go forward, I guess.
Well, CBA usually doesn't get into that. I'm going to put on my former state representative hat and everything. You know, veterans are taught to do the right thing, and regardless of what happened, we hope that if a veteran sees something happening, that they'll always do the right thing. I personally feel that, you know, the justice system will prevail for Penny, but I think no matter what, I hope this does not dissuade veterans from always standing up trying to do the right thing.
Well, that's right. You know, stepping in, especially when there's a bad situation. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you next week. It's always informative, and I know it's doing a lot of good out there.
Well, God bless you, Kyle, and they can check us out on Twitter to learn more about what we're talking about tonight.
Sounds great. Well, take care, Jimmy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, God bless. Bye.
God bless. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. And folks, we're coming to the end of the program here. I can't believe it. Like I say, we just started this thing like 4 hours ago, and it's already over. Glad to be with you this morning, folks. Thank you for listening. Take care out there. Go out there and make it a great day. Kyle Warren with you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.